KWCO-FM, HD1, Chickasha. It's time for news.
It's fair and 72. Good morning. George Blummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Wednesday, June 6th. News sponsored by Ferguson Funeral Home, First National Bank and Trust, and DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning. Sunny and hot today, mid-90s for the high, a little breezy out there, too. Unemployment in Grady County may be at an historic low. The story part of today's Cool News.
Every person's life is a story, and those stories are meant to be shared with loved ones. Funerals are a vital part of how our stories can have an impact long into the future. For over 20 years, Ferguson Funeral Home has been helping families to personalize the memorials to celebrate and remember the lives of those gone before us. Pre-planning a funeral can be the best gift you can give your family. Call 224-1344 for an appointment so we can help you tell your story.
The jobless rate in Grady County has fallen below 3.5%. The Oklahoma Employment Security Commission reports unemployment in the region at 3.3% in the month of April. That's down from 3.5% in March and down from 4.1% from April of 2017. The OESC indicated that Grady County's total labor force was about 26,300 people. The number of those people without jobs and seeking work through that agency was at 874. Unemployment in Caddo County for April down slightly to 3.9%. In McLean County, it was down to 3.2%. In Garvin County, unemployment steady at 3.7%. And in Stevens County, the jobless rate was down to 4.6%. In the larger counties in the region, Comanche County unemployment was steady at 4.2%. Their labor market's about 50,000 individuals. Canadian County was down slightly to 3.2%, 71,000 individuals in that labor market. A panel looking to prevent children from using tobacco says the illegal sale of tobacco to minors is threatening children's health. Julia Cochran, director of Red Rock Behavioral Health Services, says many Oklahoma retailers are not complying with state law regarding underage tobacco sales. In a press release, Cochran said that last year, Oklahoma tobacco retailers had a noncompliance rate of nearly 18%, and that's up from a record low of 6.8% back in 2012. She says that's troubling for local prevention officials who say the rising rate means that some retailers are placing profits ahead of young lives. She says while the majority of retailers are complying with the law, there are those that choose to ignore it and are risking the health of children. More cool news coming right up.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
An ATV accident sends a Blanchard man to the hospital. 65-year-old Terry Carr taken by ambulance to a Norman hospital, where he was last in good condition with an arm injury. The Highway Patrol said the accident happened on a county road northeast of Maysville about 11 o'clock Tuesday morning. Carr was trying to cross a narrow bridge when he ran off the bridge and rolled into a creek bed. For individuals who place flowers or other memorials on the graves of loved ones at Chickasha cemeteries for Memorial Day, officials say many of those items are going to be removed starting this weekend. City of Chickasha officials say decorations placed on the graves will be removed in order that crews can mow the grass at both Fairlawn and Rose Hill Cemetery. Officials say any items that were actually placed on headstones will not be removed. Officials say they'll start removing the decorations on Saturday. Over the past year or so, the Chickasha Public Library has teamed up with the OU College of Medicine to offer a number of programs to improve the health of senior citizens. A program to help seniors use their medication safely will be the next program at the library. The Oklahoma Healthy Aging Initiative will provide a free one-hour program for seniors and their caregivers to provide helpful information. That'll be next Tuesday, June 12th, starting at 3 o'clock at the library. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange, $65.52 a barrel. London-based Brent crude, $75.38. And natural gas, $2.89 per million BTU. Gold is $1,299 and silver, $16.57. Obituaries today include 31-year-old Becca Anchetta of Chickasha. Funeral will be at 10:30 Friday morning at Ferguson Funeral Home. A GoFundMe account's been set up to help pay for a funeral and burial costs. Any leftover will go to the care of her children. By the way, she was a U.S. Army veteran. Our weather forecast calling for sunshine and hot temps today, mid-90s. Right now, fair, 72. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. 8.5 minutes after 7 o'clock. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
It's hard to believe, but it's true. The air in your home is not as clean as you think. Indoor pollutants like pollen, mold, and pet dander can wreak havoc on your sinuses, sleep patterns, and overall comfort. Give DeHart Air Conditioning a call to discuss their home comfort filtering systems. Installed on the air handler of your home comfort system, this equipment uses ultraviolet light to destroy unwelcome particles in the air before they're recirculated in your home. Call DeHart Air Conditioning today to find out more. 224-0184. DeHart, your Climate Master Geo Elite dealer.
In sports, a Fighting Chick soccer player on the roster of the Oklahoma High School Soccer Coaches Association All-State teams this week. Christian Williamson is on the Class 4A boys roster. All-State soccer games for the Soccer Coaches Association in Broken Arrow tomorrow. The USAO volleyball team has added a couple more players to its roster. Albany Kimbrough of Pocasset signed her letter of intent to play for the Drovers this fall. She was an alternate All-Stater for the Panthers and joins fellow Panther Ashley Kemp, who signed with USAO earlier this spring. Also signing a volleyball letter of intent, Caitlin Elizondo of Eric. In addition to playing in high school, she was also a member of the Club West Avengers team. Florida State, this year's Women's College World Series champions. The Seminoles defeated Washington 8-3 at ASA Hall of Fame Stadium last night, winning the NCAA Softball National Championship, Florida State's first ever softball title. The Cleveland Cavaliers hope to get their first win in the NBA Finals against Golden State tonight. The Cavs host Game 3 of the series this evening. The Warriors have won the first two games of the best-of-seven series. Game time, 8 o'clock, and it's televised on ABC. And the Oklahoma City Dodgers dropped a 7-4 decision at Sacramento in the first of a three-game series last night. Dodger pitching surrendering a season-high 9 walks, including 5 straight in the 7th when the Rivercats scored 3 runs to take the lead of the game. Game 2 of that series tonight. Our Cool News weather and sports today, sponsored by DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, First National Bank and Trust, and Ferguson Funeral Home.